Please take your seats and come to order. Ah, poor David. I know you are. Okay. Okay. The meeting is back in order, and we're going to take questions and comments on the treasurer's report. So heads up, everybody. Can we start with questions? People have questions? Okay, Tracy, go ahead.
Yeah. On the LSB treasurer's report, it's indicated that $50,000 of the $686,000, or one out of every $12, actually came from a listener in the KPFK signal area, which is a pretty shockingly high number. So my first question is, my understanding is that KPFA does not actually process those pledges and then send a check to KPFK. Instead, it sends the unprocessed pledge cards to KPFK and lets them process it. So why are we counting those totals in our fund drive results? And is that in fact still the case, or are we now processing KPFK pledges and nominally sending a check to KPFK as we do with Fresno? That's the first question. The second question, the third thing is a comment, so I think I'll just make a question, is on our income statement, line 15, miscellaneous interest income, we budget $42,500. Of course, we did that in our budget balancing process to account for our $25,000 in property tax refunds for the misfiled property tax. What is the ETA on actually getting those funds before the end of this fiscal year? It's been about a year since we put them in the budget, and it's a question of whether that hole is going to continue or whether those funds are anticipated to come in before September. We also have a hole in the budget for imaginary grants that I believe we have forgotten to apply for, which is $38,000 currently, year to date. So the third question would be, do we have any intent to actually apply for any grants this fiscal year? Or is that also an item where we put it in the budget and are not going to have a lot to show for it? Because together that's $75,000. So showing a 108 deficit, a lot of it is attributable to those two items. So those three questions, the KPFK pledge processing, the property tax refunds, and the imaginary grants.
Okay, any other questions? Go ahead, Sharam. I'll just let Barbara answer all the questions at once because there didn't seem to be a big flood.
Thank you. Very brief, actually, following up on what Tracy said, is there any way we can break down that KPFK thing? Is it your two programs, right? Is that?
Yes.
I mean, do we know the breakdown for that and how much of it KPFK share of those two pledge drives? Pledge drive totals for those two programs.
Yeah, the upfront and letters and politics.
No, letters and politics and the news.
Oh, letters and politics.
And perhaps if you can tell us what kind of ratio do they use or anything? I mean, what percentage of it is in?
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I'm going to ask Barbara to answer.
I don't know as far as those two programs go. I suppose that Chris Stelick probably has some records that might show, but Tracy's question is quite pertinent about whether or not we can estimate how much KPFK is getting, and really what that should only be deducted from the goal and not from the amount that was raised. It's just information to show about how much, how many calls came in or pledges online during the fundraising that actually get sent directly to KPFK. So I'm going to have to check why Maria put that there as a deduction from the amount raised. I think you're correct. It shouldn't be. And as far as tying them to the shows that are broadcast in both areas? I don't know the answer to that, but I will try to find out.
Take a look at, you know, the one pager. The total pledges May 2012 for Letters in Politics is $45,000. For the Evening News, it's $33,000. That's a total of $85,000. I find it kind of shocking that we're saying that $60,000 of the $85,000 total raised by those two programs is KPFK money. That means that 2/3 of the total income from Letters in Politics and the Evening News does not belong to KPFA, so I really would check those numbers. They seem kind of insane. If, in fact, our net from Letters and Politics and the Evening News combined is less than $25,000 in a fund drive, that's stuff we need to know.
What document?
Okay, so Barbara's indicated that she will find out and let us know. Now, is there any discussion about the treasurer's report? Anyone want to talk, make a comment? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
We have been notified that the tax refund will be coming, but we haven't been given a date. And our business manager is on the case. She's calling every once in a while to check, so we're not forgetting about that. And as far as applying for any grants, I have no idea. Nobody's telling me that they're applying for grants, and I don't think they're telling the business manager either. But we haven't heard of any applications. So this might be a good thing for people to bring up in staff meetings and unpaid staff meetings.
And next year's budget.
Okay. All right, so now we're ready for any comments on the treasurer's report. Go ahead, Mal. You need a microphone.
Pass the microphone, please.
It's not going to make it because it's caught in the table. There we go.
Turn it on. Come on, start up. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is technically in order as a comment on this report, but it seems to me that we're in a rather dire situation at the station. And I think we need answers to a number of questions, such as what is Pacifica doing about raising money for the foundation? What is Pacifica doing about absorbing some of the cuts that they are insisting that the stations make? What is the story about lowering the levy to BAI, and how is that going to affect the other stations? It seems to me before we quietly sit back and passively watch our station being decimated with further cuts, that we really need to ask these difficult questions to the foundation. This ought not to be a subject that divides us, but it should be one that unites us. And it seems to me that as a board interested in the survival of this station, we have an obligation to follow these questions.
Thank you. Anyone else? Henry.
This also is not directly addressing anything in Barbara's spreadsheets or the documents, but I wanted just to take a second to call attention to something that really struck me in the thing that Tracy handed out earlier about the pledges, about the listener support for different programs. And the thing that that struck me was the next to the last line, all other programs. which is basically, it looks like all the unpaid staff programming, roughly speaking, I think. And the fact that that is bringing in, over the last year, brought in about 30% of our revenue, and for this last fund drive, approaching half of it was quite striking to me. I had no idea, frankly, that those other programs, I always thought they only brought in a trickle, but that's actually a lot of money for out of KPFA's budget. And it's also as scary, it actually increased very slightly, but essentially even compared to last year when we've had such sharp declines in most of the other programming. So that's just something to think about in looking at our fundraising efforts. It's quite remarkable to me that we get that much money out of those other programs.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then I think we're ready to move the agenda to, I'm sorry.
Sorry, can I just add one? I just also want to add that most of those programs have very minimal expenses, just production, right? So that's a lot of even more of a benefit to the station in the net effect on our finances.
Okay.
I just want to thank you all for filling out your little surveys, and if you haven't passed it in, please do just pass it along. And I'll maybe report on them by email. If not before, if not, then by the next meeting.
Okay. So before we move on to the reports, Janet asked to make another announcement.
Yes. Sorry. The Alameda County. I'm sorry. The supervisors of Alameda County are going to proclaim Palestinian Proclamation Day on Tuesday, and that's taking place at the Alameda County Government Center, 1221 Oak Street in Oakland, and I believe it's in the morning. So, yes, at 10:45 a.m., and it's right near Lake Merritt BART station, and there's going to be a celebration after.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're ready to move on to committee reports. PMB, Dan, Andrea, Tracy, who wants to make the PMB report? Give Dan a microphone.
Turn it on.
Okay.
Easy.
Thank you. That our most recent meetings have focused on closed session items, so there's not really much that I can think of that's worth reporting.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you want to go next? Go ahead. No, I just need to follow up on where are we meeting for the our upcoming Pacifica National Board meeting here in Berkeley, of course, but where? Have we finalized that? I don't know, in terms of non-union hotel versus union hotel. So, and we need to get ready for that, you know, because we're going to be hosting the members coming in from all over the country, and we need to show off KPFA and what we're doing here. No matter what madness or we may be having here, people are coming in, and I love this station, and I really want to show it off nice with gifts and have some kind of reception if we're going to have that. So we need to get ready for that, no matter what pain we may be going through. I just hope we can find some kind of way that we can reconcile this union versus non-union hotel issues, because we do have an image to uphold nationally. Okay? Cool. That's my little two cents for now.
I only know that I was asked by a member of the National Board if the Durant Hotel, which I understood was the first place that was mentioned, was a union hotel, and it is not a union hotel. On the other hand, it's not on the union boycott list. So, and there are two union hotels in Berkeley. One of them, I suspect, is probably totally out of our price range. That's the Claremont. The other is the, I forget. The other one is at the marina, and at the moment I don't remember the name of it. Anyway, I forwarded that information to the PMB, and I don't know what happened. So Tracy apparently has something to say. Go ahead, Tracy.
Well, what happened in previous years predates me, but in my tenure on the PNB, there has only been one national board meeting in Berkeley. It was at the Durant Hotel in 2010. I don't recall anything horrible happening. Most people seem to think the facility kind of worked. As the PNB rep on the coordinating committee, I asked if there was any availability at the Durant for this meeting. There was for one of the two weekends that we agreed to meet. And so there is a contract to potentially book it that was sent to the national office. I don't know if, you know, if they've moved forward with it or not. No one's told me. In terms of union hotels, I did take a look at the Hotel Workers Rising list. And of course, there were some hotels to avoid. Those have been avoided. In Berkeley, the only two union hotels in Berkeley, and for logistical reasons, the idea was that we kind of wanted to have the meeting fairly close to the station, is, yes, the Claremont Hotel and Spa, which didn't seem quite right for reasons not having to do with unions, but perhaps having to do with appearances and public transit. Not that I don't like spas. And then the other is the DoubleTree Marina, which did not have meeting room availability for either of the weekends and was also prohibitively expensive. It was a good $50 a night more for the room, no meeting rooms waived, so we'd be looking at paying a 30 or 40% upcharge. And as people know, there's a lot of financial pressure not to spend excess money on these meetings, and I would be inclined to agree that the books don't really indicate that we should do that. So we will either move forward with the Durant, or we will, as a friend of mine joked, have the meeting in a ditch, and one of those two things will occur, and I don't know which at this point in time. If it goes forward, it would be the third weekend in July, which is something like the 21st to the 23rd. Yeah. I don't have a calendar, but that 23rd. Weekend,
yeah.
Right then and there, and it would be from Friday to Monday. Yeah. And presumably that'll get finalized next week, because otherwise it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, we can't report out on.
No, just on that issue, you know, I think that Tracy has accurately described what occurred. Oakland has several union
Thank you,
hotels
Dan. That's what I was gonna
that are probably all quite a bit less expensive than the Claremont.
There's three.
Three.
Possibility that we could look into, and I don't know availability, is the Homewood Suites out at Jack London. It's because there's not a substantial amount of them in Oakland. And someone could check into that. That would be really the only option. The Marriotts are not cheap.
Okay. How about the
question?
The Hilton out at the airport?
Exactly. Exactly.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, so there are no union hotels in Oakland that are available. Is that correct?
Unless the Homewood Suites, which has got some problems at Jack London, and I don't know that, but I suppose someone could look into it.
Homewood
Suites does change. I think that, yeah, there were reasons why the hotel was not too desirable.
It's real big.
Yeah, me too. So I was checking.
Yeah,
Days Inn, we haven't checked into
it. certain kind of internet wattage needs or is required for the streaming. So there's a couple of requirements the hotel has to have.
How about Emeryville? Have you looked into the hotels there? Because that's closer to...
Yeah, Days Inn. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
There's not too many Indian hotels in Emeryville, but there's one or two.
I think there are two of them, actually.
Yeah.
Check out. And, sorry, I would avoid the Marriott just because the Marriott hosts the APAC dinners every year.
And they're Mormon-owned.
Okay, so are there any other questions about the PMV report? I have a question. I understand that you've spent a lot of time in executive session discussing things. Is it possible to tell us, without telling us what was said, what the topics of those discussions were? Can you reveal the items? I'm sorry.
Probably after June 6th, we will have a report out. At this point, we don't have an authorized report out, so my answer would be I don't think we can.
Okay. I have to say that I feel that without having any idea what you guys talked about, that Pacifica plays really fast and loose with the public meeting requirements for nonprofits in the state of California. That's all.
I can say one thing because our agendas are required to state the topics of closed session discussions, and we've been spending a lot of time on personnel issues. I think that's fair to say.
Thank you very much. Okay. No development committee report. I guess there's not a committee report on the personnel committee. Outreach. Is there anybody here who wants to talk about outreach? Sasha, do you want to talk about outreach? She was doing something else.
I was. Outreach for?
KPFA outreach. Oh, you're not on the outreach committee.
I'm not on the committee. I just do it. I don't go and talk about it. I do it.
Got it. Okay, but, never mind.
Yeah.
Technology. Janet?
Yes, so we had a meeting on May 15th, and we functioned as the technology task force. There were 8 PNB/LSB members present and 3 non-LSB, non-PNB people, staff, national staff, and also Brian Shiratsuki was present. The main thing that happened was that we passed a technology documentation proposal, policy proposal, that basically recommends that the task force recommends that the ED add some requirements to the job descriptions of the general manager and or operations manager of business units such as the archives and the national office to provide certain documentation and the first full report, this is technical documentation, the first full report will be implemented provisionally by the end of 2012. And I guess I'll stop at that point about that part of it. And then the next meeting is scheduled for June something or other, June 12th. So that's.
Thank you, Janet. Anyone else? We have people on some of the other PMB committees. I am on the audit committee, which has not met recently. and I will report when it does. Sasha, I think, serves on the Elections Committee. Do you have anything to report on the Elections Committee?
Not really. Yeah. Tracy's on it as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Does anybody else serve on any other PMB committees they'd like to report on? Tracy?
Finance and governance. I can do a finance committee report if you want. There's governance. I guess that's mostly it. Do you want a report on finance or governance?
Sure, why not? Brief. Go ahead.
I don't know from audit. Okay. Finance Committee is continuing to sort of oversee the budget processes at all five stations in the early phases. WBAI has been a bit spicy, but that's not surprising. In addition, we are putting together some work groups to do a little support stuff around some of these layoff development plans or reduction expense plans at a couple of the stations. Particularly, we're trying to do some support around Washington because the manager there is quite embattled and there's a lot of stuff going on. And also a little bit around Los Angeles, which has been experiencing also a crevicing in their listener support that's a little scary, especially because they've got to buy a new transmitter. So that's basically what the Finance Committee has been doing. Governance has been trying to figure out some kind of a streamlined bylaws revision process, which is a good idea, but we're having trouble streamlining the revision process to streamline the revision process. But I'm hoping that some of that will get untangled soon. It's a good idea not to make bylaws too easy to change, but we went way overboard, and we're all paying the price for it. I think that's about it in terms of what those committees are working on. Governance will meet again mid to late June. I don't remember the exact date, 18th or 19th. Finance Committee meets every 2 weeks. Actually,
all the time. Good, thank you. Go ahead, Sasha.
Earlier today, you said something about BAI renewing their lease for 4 years.
Tracy said that didn't happen.
Yeah, she did. You said something about they're about to sign a new lease.
Andrew said it.
Andrew said. Oh, okay, then Andrew said that. That was not true?
I said they haven't signed anything.
You said they hadn't and they won't until December, but I mean, or something to that effect. Okay, so BAI is considering signing another lease in the same place for 4 years. Is that true or not? Are you now saying that is not the case, that that is under consideration?
I'm saying BAI hasn't signed anything, and I don't know what they're going to do. They're either going to have to sign a new lease or move. There are no other choices.
Can I ask my question then? Now that we've established that I was right in what I said, can I ask my question? Why? I mean, ever since I've been on the board, I've heard about BAI's lease and how expensive it is and how they were trying to get out of the lease. Why, I'm assuming it is terminating and that's why they might sign a new one, are they not moving? And how can they conceivably find a new place and move within the next 6 months or less? Because that BAI is a terrible drain on the system. And is the PNB Finance Committee looking into that at all?
I think they should move. They've not located a place, and they've not located the approximate $600,000 that it will cost to build out a studio at this point in time. I think they should move. I've thought that for a long time. They have not been able to identify a suitable location as of yet. They have looked, nor have they identified a source for the required revenues to move. They are hoping that they can get a better deal on their lease, and one would hope so. I don't know.
Have they looked outside of Manhattan?
Yep.
Dan, pass him a microphone.
So, just on that, I mean, Tracy knows more than I do, but wasn't it at the Washington PNB where they made a BAI made a presentation about moving and developing a new place, and I haven't heard anything about that. Have you?
Not in entirely clear terms. What I can say is that was an ambitious plan then. I mean, it's a wonderful PowerPoint presentation. I liked it too. But it required, you know, at least several $100,000 to make that deal a go. It was an owned property. There was a down payment, and there was a certain amount of build out.
And I think the conclusion came, I mean, this is a station whose payroll can't always be covered by itself, that they didn't have the revenue to do it as exciting as it would be. So they are looking at other options. They're not finding any concrete options that I know about. I totally endorse the fact that the current position is unsustainable, has been for many years, and it's a travesty that nothing's been done. But I'm not in New York, so to a certain extent, I can only report back on what I understand is going on. They may be hoping that they can get a slightly better deal on a shorter lease to buy some time in order to find a better moving location.
So just to follow up on that, Tracy's right. This has been a sore point for years, and I think that both BAI and the foundation as a whole have taken kind of weak stands on dealing with it. Clearly, you know, their occupancy costs at their studio on Wall Street, which obviously is high rent part of New York City area, and having their broadcast facility or their tower on the Empire State Building. I mean, between those two things, they spend about $700,000 a year, which, kind of look at their deficit and you see where it comes from. And the only thing that seems realistic, if they're unable to attract the financing, is thinking of moving to a lower rent area of the New York area, like to Newark or to Long Island City or someplace like that, which Amen. Is much more economical. Probably having a tower on something that's not the Empire State Building would have a negative impact on the reach of their broadcast signal, so that would have to be factored in. But it seems like that's something that probably should be pursued. Otherwise, this is a problem that will never be solved.
Barbara S.
The ongoing Titanic.
I've researched a little bit about educational institutions in the area, and I sent some materials to just somebody that I've talked to on the BAI board, but I don't know that it's circulated. But the New School has a program in communications and media, and they put out a wonderful brochure for their student. You can look it up online, a student handbook for the period this year. And there's a great picture on the front with a young woman in very ethnic dress, kind of some sort of Middle Eastern, and she's carrying a boombox. And it's just, I don't know, I sort of feel like Pacifica would fit right in with these people. And I wish our PNB members were pushing them to consider this. They do not appear to have a lot of radio, but they have a course on radio and I think it's / iPod production. So, I mean, it seems as though going into the future of radio under the auspices or in connection with a wonderful educational institution, I think New School is right up our alley.
If you want to send me the info, I'll push in whatever sectors I can push.
A big brochure, but I can tell you which pages. There's about four pages.
Okay.
I'll give you the exact.
Okay. I'm go ahead, Sasha.
So I suddenly realize, of course, we have two people who are on the finance committee, so I address it to both of you. I mean, what I'm really trying to ask here is that, you know, in the framework of BAI is now going to be giving Pacifica 50% of what all the other stations are giving, and we may have to, for instance, lay off 3 to 5 people and have a savings of maybe $300,000, you know, annually. That's what my question is based on. What is the finance committee? What is Pacifica doing about looking at ways in which BAI can seriously cut their costs immediately? And if not, what else can be done about this? Because it sounds to me that we are in tough financial times and BII is taking the network down potentially. So my question is, what is the board doing about this? How seriously are they addressing it? And could you give me some examples, those of you who are either on the board or on the finance committee, of the kinds of discussion, is there a discussion going on about this? And it's got to be more than PowerPoint, you know, presentations. I mean,
what you have
they could bring us all down.
Sasha, what you have to understand is that WPFW's building and studio will be demolished at the end of this year. Therefore, the necessity for that station to move has to be the first priority because they will not exist beyond the end of, well, February 2013, to be optimistic. There are some good options there, but there is also a capital need for several hundred thousand dollars because you've got to get from one place to the other and build out a studio. We're going to try to do it as cheaply as possible. However, that has to come first, because they will not exist beyond a certain period of time. Their building is being demolished. The city paper building in D.C. is going down. So that is the first priority in terms of moving stations, and it has to be. What else? And yeah, people talk about WBAI all the time. I think Barbara will echo that.
If I can follow up on that
pretty
for a
much,
moment, though.
Pretty much constantly.
Okay.
But there, you know, there are complex issues around hundreds of thousands of dollars that you don't have.
If I can follow up on that, though, is there any discussion on, okay, BAI might be lost because it won't have a place to broadcast from, and is that better or worse than all five stations being lost? I mean, is there any discussion?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the finances for the network are really terrible, and I'm trying to get a handle on what you folks talk about when you're looking at this, because it's putting us at risk. It's putting LA at risk, et cetera.
Just to be clear, the projected reductions in expenses of $1 million throughout the network annualized are being shared equally. WPFW and WBAI will contribute proportionally according to their budget. No station is paying more or less than any other station in terms of those expense reductions. Well, that's what I'm saying. And the expense reductions really have to do with ongoing day-to-day cash flow, not with long-term capital challenges. In other words, these cuts are necessary because all of the stations are 20% under revenue this year and therefore will have trouble paying their expenses. KPFA, KPFK are also 20% under. So there are significant problems throughout the network with ongoing expenses that need to be addressed. The auditor was quite clear. The financial improvement made from 2010 to 2011 must be repeated in 2012.
Okay.
And that
okay.
means revenue is going to have to go up and expenses are going to have to go down. Otherwise, cash flow is not going to make it. In addition, you are right. There are long-term capital challenges with the East Coast stations. There are long-term capital challenges with the West Coast stations, particularly KPFK, which has been falling off the air approximately every 3 days for much of the past year, has no backup generator in operation, has Armstrong transmitters that climactically have not been able to survive up on Mount Wilson. No, this is important. And has replaced one of them and needs to replace another with a Nautel solid-state transmitter this year. That's a severe capital expense that they have to deal with. Houston's transmitter has been patched up. It is long-term going to have to be replaced. They have raised about $60,000 of the $100,000 that they're probably going to need. In addition, there's investments in technology that the whole network has to make, or we will be left behind because we didn't make them for most of the past decade. All of these things are long-term capital concerns. The moves are part of them. They are not the only issues on the table. The WBAI situation has been well known since 2000. It has been exactly as catastrophic in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. And it has been neglected by a series of boards. I don't think anyone is debating that. At this point in time, the WPFW situation is the first long-term challenge that we have to meet, and WBAI will be next. But you cannot allow a station to be basically forced off the air because their building is demolished. And I'm hoping that the WPFW situation will be resolved in the next 2 to 3 months. We'll see.
Okay. I have to ask the board if you want this discussion to continue. If people want to continue this discussion, I will do it. It's not really... anyway, so just let me know. A show of hands, how many people want to continue this conversation? Yeah, I know, such enthusiasm. Okay, so I say we'll devote 2 or 3 more minutes to it. Both Andrea and Barbara have asked to speak, so why don't you go ahead, Andrea, and then I'll call on Barbara. Got to turn the mic on.
It's just so sad that we have this FRAT committee that I thought was supposed to really look at some of the hard issues and bring those hard issues back to the rest of us so that we could really try to work on something. But I think it seems as though we're paralyzed, you know, on the national board. It's like we know what's before us and we don't know how to move on really attacking the issue, how to resolve it. And I don't know how to break through that, and it's paralyzed my actions. I mean, I just really have pulled back because it's trying to figure out how do we really make a change at the national level, and we don't have that dialogue because it's either putting out fires or trying to damp down anything that may be coming up so that it won't get out, and the perception nationally on how we would look. I think we do need to have that hardcore discussion, and perhaps we could send back a motion to the PMB for what reason it might go through. I don't know. But something to say that we need to have a national dialogue on looking at ways of generating monies, and to be honest and have a frank discussion that some stations will just have to cease and desist, truly cut back or do something. They're hard questions, and we really do need to have that kind of discussion. And I understand the CSO rate for BAI was reduced to 9%. Yeah, and I mean that's not right for all of us. You know, for their rate to be lowered. Although I'm hearing the factors that you're bringing into play, and you really outlined that, and I do appreciate that. When you look at the capital, you know, expenditures, and you have to factor that in. It's a reality. We have to let go of something. Either we move out of the whole network. I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm putting it out there. We got to do something to let go of one of these ships because we're all sinking here. And so would you like a national discussion? Would you like us to take that back to each of our committees? Maybe if we jam-log the system with this, or you could start sending emails like, hey, we're floating out here. Okay, all right. All right, I know. Right. Okay. But we need to send that back to all of our committees, and perhaps we could do that and move forward. I don't know. Do you have some other idea on that?
I do. Okay. I